taste of Reading.
Here we go.
Do it.
You listen to the podcast. The podcast. You listen to the podcast. That's Shameless Bass. You listen to the podcast. At podcast.shamelessbass.com.
Hola, señor. Yeah, welcome to podcast number 5. Yes.
Cinco.
Cinco. This is actually the first sort of kind of all musical, maybe not, I don't know, podcast.
Yeah, it's music.
Yeah.
Let's play a song.
Well, you just heard some scratchy noises from yours truly. You know us, the usual gang idiots. This is EBA. That's
Sermon Andrew Pierce.
That's right. You should be checking us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com.
/masscast005 to get to this
specific one.
This episode. We'll have a big list of the songs we have already played.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Since it's not Jessica's birthday, I have a song about not birthdays, because originally we were going to do this on Jessica's birthday, but...
So is this an unbirthday song?
It's They Might Be Giants, It's Not My Birthday.
It's Not My Birthday.
Yeah, okay. We'll play that.
So, hey Jessica, it's not your birthday. Take that.
Yeah.
Well, the rain falls down without my help. I'm afraid and my lawn gets wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hoop that I'll never see that recipe again. As I walk, I think about a new way to walk. As I think, I'm using up the time left to think. And this train keeps rolling off the track, trying to act like something else, trying to go where it's been uninvited. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday, so why do you lunge out of me? When the word comes down, Nevermore will be around. Though I wish we were there, I was less than we could bear. And I'm not the only dust my mother raised. So I'm rattling the bars around this drink tank. Discreetly I should pour through the keyhole or evaporate completely. But there'd be no percentage and there'd be no proof. And the sound upon the roof is only water. And the rain falls down without my help, I'm afraid. And my lawn gets wet, though I've withheld my consent. When this gray world crumbles like a cake, I'll be hanging from the hoop that I'll never see that recipe again. It's not my birthday, it's not today, it's not my birthday, so why do you lunge at me? When the word comes down, Nevermore will be around. Though I wish we were there, I was less than we could bear. And I'm not the only dust my mother raised. I am not the only dust my mother raised.
Well, that was They Might Be Giants with It's Not My Birthday, and...
It's a weird song. What did you think of the lyrics of that song, though?
Oh, they were actually kind of depressing, but...
A lot of They Might Be Giants songs are like that.
In stark contrast, it sounds to me like it's like about a scorned lover.
The specifics of the little phrases that they mention are just, what the hell are they talking about?
It just sounded to me like it was about a scorned lover, and he's being sarcastic, saying, "Why are you being so great to me? It's not my birthday."
Hmm. That's good. That's good.
That's the impression I got.
Brilliant. I mean, I listen to the Eggman Giants all the time, and I know a lot of the lyrics by heart, but I never really. It's hard for me to think about them and try to figure out what they're talking about.
It's a weird song, and it's even though it's kind of about lashing out, it's kind of a little too upbeat for my flavor. So I'm gonna have to counter that with something completely juxtaposed and dark. So I think I'll play some Spice One to follow that.
Spice Girls.
Spice One. You're not familiar with Spice One?
I've heard it a little bit. So.
Well, Spice One is a gangster rapper, and okay, I mean, cool. He is a straight up gangster rapper. He started in the mid-90s, and he was signed to Jive. It's interesting to say Spice Girls, because Jive is the record label that houses Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake.
All that shit.
But anyway, he's kind of, over the years of his career, made himself out to be like he's got a song where he's talking about, like, I'm going to go kill some motherfuckers. That's what you bought the album for, right? So you can hear that. He's saying this, you know. He's like, that's what you got the album for. But the amazing thing about him is, even though he's doing the exact same thing everybody else, the production is phenomenal by Ant Banks, and lyrically, he's just like the way he puts words together, he is a very skilled MC. I just wish he would write about something other than killing people and doing drugs and selling drugs.
Cool.
And smacking women. But it's a guilty pleasure.
Does he have any pot songs?
Yes, he does. Please. You want to hear
sure.
a pot song?
Sure. Push out some pot.
Man, you don't understand, man. Me blab. Me got the Glock, man. You wanna hear the trick? You wanna hear the trigger, man? You wanna hear that shit go blap? You know what I'm saying? Me do it like that, man. Me got me Glock and all that shit, man. Me say me. You know what me do, man? You say me do like this. Me kill a man down to the finish, blow him brains out. Jump, man. Put a bad bite. Kill that man down to the finish, blow him brains out. Come again now. Smoke him like a blunt. Me see me smoking him like a blunt. Smoke him like a blunt. Me see me giving him what he wants. Smoke him like a blunt. Me see me smoking him like a blunt. Smoke him like a blunt. Me see me giving him what he wants. Me kill a man down to the finish. Blow him brains out. Jamma. Blah. The nigga short dog in the house. We all smoking a ganja, man. Me don't give a fuck about the cops, man. Fuck the 5-0, man. Picking the blankets, man. Me say like this. Me do some reggae shit, man. Me do a little bit like this. Me tell him like this, man. Me say. Smoking like a buck. Me say me giving him what he want. Smoking like a buck. Me say me smoking him like a bomb. Cop in a little spot. And let the reggae sun splash off. Left him laying bed with a feeling split up in his ass off. Got a 10 millimeter. Say me about to put in word. Found one nigga down the street. Me say me jacking for his bird. Jacking for his bird. So it's like 1, 2, 3. The giggity gangsta, S-P-I-C-E. Come again now, I-C-E. They say me jacking for his bird. Me blow him down like a blah, blah. Bit of butt. Me say, the winner that's having a fuck is in the house, man. Me drinking on your motherfucking old English and St. Ives and all that crazy shit, man. Me got Pizzo in the motherfucking house, man. Blah! My nigga Ant Banks, man. My nigga got the tray in his motherfucking pocket like a fool, man. He crazy like that, man. Me too, man. Me say me got me Glock 9. Blah! Me got my niggas in the studio. The niggas crazy, man. Me say like G-Nuts, man. The nigga got the big knife, man. In the video, man. Me kicking shit. The gangsta shit. Blah! Me do it like this. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me smoking him like a bomb. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me giving him what he wants. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me smoking him like a bomb. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me giving him what he wants. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me smoking him like a bomb. Let them niggas know you're not playing with that shit, man. On trip. When they 7,000 G. When they 70 rock, motherfucker. Blow. Kill that man down to the finish. Blow him brains out. Jump up. We kill a man down to the finish. Blow him brains out. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me smoking him like a bomb. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me giving him what he wants. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me smoking him like a bomb. Smoke him like a buck. Me see me giving him what he wants. Thank you.
So yeah, that was Spice One with Smoke 'Em Like a Blunt, where he combines his love for marijuana with his love for killing people. Good uplifting family music.
Yeah, man.
You like that song?
Yeah, man. You know I love the dub and the reggae and the ska, man.
Yeah, and plus it's about pot and killing people, two things that you also enjoy on a frequent basis. Yeah.
So let's play this Eye Monster song.
Eye Monster. The song is called These Are Our Children.
Yeah, it's a very cinematic song to me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like watching a Tim Burton film or something. It's got a very dark kind of twisted, weird.
You're just doing that so I have to follow up with something happy and peppy, right?
Sure. But it is actually kind of a happy and peppy song.
Well, let's check it out. Eye Monster. And
I like to say E-Monster. Just like I like to say E-Pod.
Right. Okay. Well, enjoy this song on your E-Pod. That was strangely bizarre song. The guy in that, he reminds me of Wacko Warner, and he's like, the party never ends, which kind of sounds, it reminds me of Pulte. I've got to use the bathroom.
I think they might be from like Manchester or something, and I think Wacko does a
kind of a, there's an English.
It's definitely a Liverpudlian parody, because I think he was trying to sound like Ringo, wasn't he?
You know, you might be right.
That was the impression I always got.
Huh. Well, I'm going to follow that up with something equally strange.
All right.
This is kind of a short track, but it's a lesser-known West Coast MC by the name of AWOL1. Now, the weird thing about this track is I think when I downloaded it that it got cut off, but I've never really gone and gotten it again because where it ends is, like, absolutely perfect. So it might have been one of those accidental things, I don't know. So this is a song called Three-Eyed Cowboy. And it sounds like it's performed in some sort of bar. So it's got kind of skit quality to it, too, at the same time.
Good evening, everyone. My name is... Well, it doesn't really matter what my name is, but the song is, I wrote it, it's about my life. So let's take a little listen. It goes like this. Don't be afraid when I take from liquid form to solid, because I sway when I swarm. They get scared cause I walk sideways with 6 feet and drag my tail when I creep. Knock out three MCs with just one sweep. My fourth eye axe is a scope that watch my back. My superhuman strength can swiftly crack your back and snap to react and slither out of crap. Three stomachs to digest your rhymes whack. Spit venom out my spout to make you blind and burn your fucking mind, and then I'm out. Bartender, could you please bring one more up here? Thank you. Make it a double. Here we go, here's the second verse. It goes on. On the toilet, I was reading an issue of the Day Planet, taking my gills for granted. Species underwater, I've been on the run from facilities since I was 3. I've been growing rapidly, every 6 months I grow a few hundred years. I got some ingrown claws that I used to tear, so MCs beware, I'm hiding under their stairs. Dumpsters and trash cans, I change into slime, and then I drip behind all the grease and grime. I sprout sexy cups from out my spine. They rip their fucking eyes out, their fucking sockets. Sorry.
And if I had to sum that track up with one word, it would be sorry.
That was good. That's a good song.
See, I don't know if that's the way it actually ends, but yeah. Isn't that a great ending to it? Yeah. If that is it,
it sounds kind of like a CD where the track ends, but it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not sure if, like, maybe there's more to it. I should download it again just to see. I don't know. I just kind of like the way it ends. Like, if I do that, I'll probably keep both versions.
That made me think of a song that I used to have like that.
Yeah.
That cut off, like, in the middle, but it cut off at this, just the right part.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe we'll play that, but I did eventually download the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't like it as much now, I don't think. I kind of liked where it ended.
Yeah. So we're going to play Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
But the only Arlo Guthrie song I'm familiar with that I know of off the top of my head, I might have heard another one just to know it was him, but Alice's Restaurant, which I do actually like.
It's a great deal.
It's a very funny song, and it's very well done, and I like it. And so,
yeah.
There you go. But we're not gonna play that one. We're going to play The City of New Orleans.
This is about a train.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old men in the club cars. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. Conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got the disappearing railroad blues.
Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
So yeah, that was Arlo Guthrie, and that was a nice song. Kind of had a country western feel to it.
More than almost any song I like to listen to a lot, that one really puts a very vivid picture in my mind.
Yeah.
And
he's a master with lyrics, I know that much.
He's really good at lyrics, and he's just very comfortable to listen to, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of chilling, and
yeah.
Even though the song is kind of depressing, actually, if you listen to the lyrics real.
Really?
And it's about change, and you know, this city of New Orleans, like at the beginning it mentioned that there's, you know, 25 cars but only 25 passengers. Because it's, you know, that's kind of an interesting image, to, you know, kind of having a train to yourself and riding across country and just looking out the window. And
well, speaking of people who are exceptionally adept at writing lyrics and very, smooth to listen to, Mos Def has a song that's not very topical now. Also, this song is about New Orleans. This was his response
to... We should just start the whole thing.
...the New Orleans hurricane.
Oh...
But he takes a song called The New Orleans Clap, which I'm not much of a fan of Manny Fresh, but he rewrites it, and you'll especially appreciate the nasty jab he has at Bono and U2, because you're a U2 fan, so you'll appreciate this. This is not available on any of his albums, And so it's kind of not an exclusive for us, but it's a very rare track in a certain sense. So check it out. This is Mos Def with the Katrina Clap.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bussin'. This is for the streets. The streets everywhere. The streets affected by the storm called America. I'm doing this for y'all. And for me, for the creator. Bussin' these streets. $1 per a human being. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Listen, homie, it's Dollar Day in New Orleans. It's for the water everywhere and people dead in the street, it eats. And Mr. President, he bout that cash. He got a policy for handling the niggas in trash. And if you poor, you black. I laugh, they won't give you ask. You better off on crack. Dead or in jail with a gun and Iraq. And it's as simple as that. No opinion, my man, it's mathematical fact. Listen, 1 million poor since 2004. And they got aliens and killians to waste on a war. And make you question what the taxes is for. Or the cost to reinforce the broke levy war. Tell the boss he shouldn't be the boss anymore. Yahweh, I mean, God save these streets. $1 per a human being. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga, freedom ain't free. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Lord have mercy. Lord God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Oh God, oh God save our soul. Lord God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Soul, soul, soul survivor. It's Dollar Day in New Orleans. It's water, water, everywhere. And babies dead in the street, it eats. It's enough to make you holler out. Like where the fuck is Sir Bono and his famous friends now? Don't get it twisted, man, I dig you too. But if you ain't about the ghetto, then fuck you too. Who care about rock and roll when babies can't eat food? Listen, homie, man, this shit ain't cool. It's like Dollar Day for New Orleans. It's water, water everywhere. Homies dead in the street, it eats. And Mr. President's a natural ass. He out treating niggas worse than they treat the trash. God save these streets. A $1 per a human being. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga. Freedom ain't free. Feel that Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Soul survivor. God, God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Oh God, oh God save our soul. Lord God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Oh God, oh God save us. God, not in paying for the wicked to rule the world. Say God, not in paying for the wicked to rule the world. God, not in paying for the wicked to rule the world. And even when they knew it's a matter of truth before their wicked ruling is through. So God save these streets. $1 day from New Orleans. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, homie, freedom ain't free. God save these streets. A $1 per a human being. Feel like a cheetah clip. See that a cheetah clip. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga, freedom ain't free. Feel like a Katrina clap. Get him, Katrina clap. Soul survivor. Lord God, God save our soul. God save our soul. Feel like a Katrina clap. Respect them dollar stack. And rebuild these streets. God save these streets. God save these streets. God save the soul. Feel like a Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Soul survivor. Don't talk about it, be about it. Peace.
So yeah, that was Mos Def with the Katrina clap. Did you like the little reference to you two?
I don't see the point. I mean Bono does more for charity than 99% of famous people out there.
He was accusing Bono of being racist, basically.
Why?
because
most of Bono's charity goes towards Africa.
I didn't say I agree with them. No. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't see what the point of shitting on Bono is.
Well, you most shit on the most
99% of other people that ain't doing shit.
Most Def tends to bash white rock stars anyway. He doesn't have a problem with white hip-hop stars, but white rock stars. Hmm. He's got a song called Rock and Roll where he goes through and he's
like...
Well,
he said he listened to you too, then.
Well, he says, don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted, I dig you too.
Yeah.
But if you ain't from Down with the Ghetto, then fuck you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't catch that the first time I looked. The very first time I heard that, I was like, what? Fuck you too? What are you talking about? And I realized later on, listening to it, they says, where's Serbano, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Since, you know, we're talking about Hurricane Katrina, might as well talk about sitting on the beach.
Clean up the kids.
So that was Department of Eagles, and the song was
Sailing at Night.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite song off the album that I downloaded of theirs. And
I don't know. That's my first time listening to it. I like the Spring Break for Noam Chomsky better, but you know, it's nice to hear.
It might grow
some
on
lyrics.
You.
Yeah, it sounds like
I. Yeah, that's
true. I think I might remix that song too.
That song reminds me of, you know, sitting on the beach,
yeah,
sipping
margaritas.
Maybe a Corona. Speaking of Corona, I should go get one. The only difference is that, you know, it reminds me of like, forgetting. Oh yeah, I took that tab of ecstasy. So it changes up in the middle there, and it just kind of gets really weird and crazy and kind of uncomfortable and dark in a way. Even though there's no lyrics, you know, that say this part of the song is dark.
It takes on a carnival-esque feel.
Yeah, everything gets really fast and kinetic.
Well, I had to do it. I'm going to play something by me, sort of, actually. This is not a track I did, per se. This is a plug. Yes, we have our first advertisement. I also, aside from this podcast, have a mix I put out every month. Mm-hmm. And this is a track off that mix I isolated because it's just kind of a standout. This is Me versus the Carpenters. I took the song Yesterday.
Oh, I love this
song. AKA Yesterday Once More.
So you're going to be playing the segment from your mix?
Yeah, it's isolated by itself. And if you like it, you can go to shapelessmass.com/media/mix. M-I-X, I guess. Anyway.
I love this. You guys are going to dig it. Play it, man.
It's kind of become a tribute to old school hip hop. So as you'll hear, it's very different.
And you love the Carpenters too.
I grew up on the Carpenters. I love the Carpenters. So check it out. This is EBA versus the Carpenters. The song is Yesterday.
Like before. yesterday once more.
That was Yours Truly versus The Carpenters, and I won.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That kind of reminds me of a little song.
So this is Spoon, and
yeah.
The name of the song is...
I don't remember.
I Summon You.
Yeah.
How come I know these song titles?
Because you just looked at the screen, damn it.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, some of the lyrics kind of remind me of that Carpenters song, because I think it's about
hip-hop
music
back
from...
in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is what Karen was writing about.
It's all about the Fat Boys.
In between that and, you know, binging and purging.
Yeah. Spoon, I Summon You.
Excellent. You summon me.
Remember the weight of the world, it's a sound that we used to buy. On cassette at 45. And now this little girl, she says, will we make it? 100 miles is a drive. Yeah, you got the weight of the world coming down like a mother's eye. And all that you can, all that you can give is a call goodbye. The law enforcement's impressed to survive to the sage. Of soldiers, they'll lock you in a cage without a bat for a nickel bribe. The law
That track kind of reminded me of the Turtles, So Happy Together.
Yeah. Huh.
Not in the...
I can kind of...
It wasn't
what you're
like,
saying.
What it is you know, both songs are based off a guitar riff, and they both kind of have the same staccato kind of...
There's kind of cheerfulness that's...
Yeah. I'm not going to play that song.
That's too bad.
What I will play is Nice and Smooth. The song's called Hip Hop Junkies, because this song does sample the Turtles.
Tip is harder than a rock. He said bet, so I let Greg Nice call this girl named Anna Zette. Anna Zette, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says smooth beat, don't you fret. Mike Swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Nice, is that girl all that? He said smooth beat, the skins is fat. I don't beg, cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia. Zirconia.
So yeah, that was Nice and Smooth with Hip Hop Junkies.
How old is that song? It sounds kind of old.
Oh, it's like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And sampled the Turtles, sampled Happy Together.
Exactly.
Couldn't you just hear it in there? Nice and Smooth is funky, also hip hop. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. I can't sing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an old song, and the song we just listened to is really old, too, so... This one's even older.
Yeah.
This is from Bjork's first album.
Really? With the Sugar Cubes?
No, much older than that. It's from her 1977 self-titled album.
You're playing one of the pop Bjork songs?
It's not even really pop, like it's more kid. Of a... Yeah, I think she was like 13 or something, and she recorded an album. Her dad did a lot of the instrumentation on it, I think. And it's still a really good song. It's got kind of an ABBA thing going on.
If you like Bjork, you are not going to like this song. I'm just going to tell you right now.
It still
now.
Sounds like Bjork, so it kind of...
She doesn't do any of the growls, for one
thing. Yeah.
The signature... you know, and she doesn't sing in Icelandic either, so...
Well, sometimes she does. Actually, one of the songs on the album is a cover of Fool on the Hill by the Beatles, but in Icelandic. But we're not going to play that one. This one is some... I mean, if you want to try to read it, go ahead and read it.
It's Little Erebadrengu.
Yep.
sure.
Good job. Yeah.
Here we go. That was
York.
A bizarre mutant robot impersonating Bjork. No, for real, that was Bjork. And You know,
I actually saw that. I saw that album, like, in a record store in Athens.
Why
in 1993, because it was $120.
Why didn't you buy it? I had to buy the U2 album. That sounds like an annoying J-pop song.
Yeah.
Or pretty much a J-pop song. So, check this out. This is something that should follow. She's perfect to follow that song. All right.
Money you need?
Get the car.
Move.
That's far enough. Step back down on your knees.
They're going to do something terrible.
It is this dramatic event that will thrust him upon the stage of history. the whole world will be mesmerized by what appears to be a great miracle. Only it will be done by the power of Satan.
For centuries, scholars and numerologists have puzzled over this prophecy. Symbolically, 6 is said to be the number of man in the scripture. And a triad, or 3, is the number of God. When you triple 6, it is the symbol of a man making himself God.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
So, of course, as you already know, because you all, you know, heard the song, that's, I don't have to tell you, that's DJ D Styles with The Murder Factory.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Interestingly enough, that song is entirely composed off of turntable scratching. There, I mean, the no beat programs, it's all just him cutting records.
It was even recorded on a turntable.
That's right. And then I ripped it straight off of vinyl.
That was, that sampled We Will Rock You.
Yes, it did.
So I think it made me think of a Queen song I wanted to play.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the song?
It's off of their...
Is it We Will Rock You?
No, right. No. It's a much more recent song. It's actually after the last album they recorded.
Is this the reanimated from the dead?
Yeah. Zombie Queen.
Yes.
It's kind of like...
Is this the Rick Rubin remix?
Who? It's kind of like... what's that song? Bohemian Rhapsody, in that it changes up a lot. It's a very epic song.
Okay.
It was recorded in the 90s, though. It was the last album they recorded, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's off of, I think the album is called Innuendo. It's the first track on the song, on the album, and it's a really good song. It really demonstrates Brian May's ability as a guitarist, too. It's a definite...
Is he in Queen?
Yeah, he's the guitarist.
I just played.
This one's in his portfolio, for sure.
Oh, okay. All right,
play it up. Mine...
through sorrow, all through our splendor. Don't take offense at my innuendo.
That was Queen.
Yeah, that's Queen.
That was the album that made my mom realize he had AIDS.
Was there some song in there that was like, by the way, I've got AIDS, you know?
Did you like that guitar solo, though?
Yeah, I like the El Mariachi part that there's had there, you know. Hey, you know. But in complete juxtaposition to that, we played Dan Warren when we had Dave here, and I'm going to play another track by Dan because there's a lot of stuff I really like by him. I have emailed him, and I don't know if you're listening to this, Dan, but hopefully we can actually collaborate.
Cool.
And so this is a song called Clockwork Family, and it's really cool because it's about a guy who has a depressing wife, and he decides that his life would be better off if he replaced all of his family members with robots.
Yes.
And that is the plot of the song. I'm not kidding. So check it out. This is Clockwork Family.
I ate the paste because I was hungry. I cried and ran out of the room. My mom and dad, they surely love me, but we don't always have a lot of food. And all the other kids are assholes. making fun of my hand-me-down jeans. Life would be a lot less hassle if I could just replace these pointless people with machines. The perfect ticking of a clockwork family. Everything happens right on time. The perfect rhythm of a life that can be counted on to finally work out fine. So much more reliably than mine. My Uncle Tim is now in prison after 7 years of being unemployed. That would never happen to a robot. They can only break and be repaired or be destroyed. They don't pass out on the sofa, buried in a pile of empty beers. The absolute perfection of avuncular affection in a shiny little box of spinning gear. Perfect ticking of the clockwork family. Everything happens right on time. Perfect rhythm of a life that can be counted on to finally work out fine. So much more reliably than mine.
Gonna break form a little bit, and actually, I'm gonna play another song, also sort of by Dan Warren, but actually by his band. It's a really
superhero.
Yeah, you know, he's an unsigned artist, sort of, I guess, maybe. And I have a lot of respect. I love his lyrics. I love his music. I think he gets a perfect 10 out of 10, actually, pretty much.
Dang.
And
best musician ever.
That's right. Yeah, better than Elvis.
Better than Jesus.
That's right. Well, Jesus wasn't very good, except when he was playing the bagpipes. Anyway. Well, it's hard to play the bagpipes when you got holes in your hands, you know, because the sound keeps, like, leaking out, you know. So. But, so this is actually not by Dan Warren himself, but by his band Love Button. That's
Love Button.
A button full of love.
Yeah.
And the song is called Superhero. It's a kooky, fun song about a guy who thinks he's a superhero, but he's obviously not. So
cool.
I consider myself a superhero. I'm not crazy. I'm your eye.
Jesus must be the evil Dr. 3. I'm stronger than the wind. I'm faster than a plane. I think pretty clever thoughts with my super speedy brain. That's why the evildoers run when they see me walking by, cause the heels on my boots are over 20 inches high. And I can kick, and I consider myself a superhero. I'm not crazy, I'm your idol. I've got money, I can kill you. I don't fear this world's reprisals. I'm not an ordinary guy.
Yeah, there's a double dose of Dan Warren for you.
See,
and,
yeah.
You know, from now on, I am going to blame every bad thing that happens to me on the Evil Dr. 3.
That'd be a good name for a band.
The Evil Dr. 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going
to... Of course.
Are you going to see the new Superman?
Only if the Evil Dr. 3 is in it. If he's not in it.
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Is he the Evil Dr. 3?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably plays Lex Luthor, doesn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
He's bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that happen on accident? Maybe that's why Lex Luthor is actually pissed off, is because he's bald. You know, it's like cool. It's like compensation. You know, like,
well, Superman pulled his hair out,
like all at one time, just
yeah.
grabbed all of it, wank, and that was it. Yeah. So.
Yep.
Well, on that note,
I was gonna play a song by Bishop Allen because. Bishop Allen actually reminds me a lot of Dan Warren.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a parody of another song, and he doesn't really do that a lot. I mean, this is
oh, okay.
I mean, this is definitely a not really a parody, but you know, you'll see.
Okay.
So, good.
All right. So, what's the name of the song?
I don't remember.
So, this is "I Don't Remember" by Bishop Allen.
Chris Coyne, Total Shams and Shoeless, Jed Wise, Charles King, Shauna Rush, McCall and Brian, Dark Horse, Jack setting things on fire, glass, Bernie's got a drink, and Blake's got a wedding ring, Daria the Mad Rush, Alyssa who gave up her naps, Dia Sokol, Dan Mooney, Errol and Old Jackpot Jr., Doug and Nell, Randy Bell, Drums of Microsoft, Excel and Margaret Wells, Lynchburg, Williamsburg, Park Drive in Austin, Texas, Car Alarms on Grand Street, English 10A, Piper, Reggie, Matt and Kay, getting weird with the booge, all the folks down at Dumont, Bonnie who sings on our record, Sam and Max, Barry and Fam, Young, Farrington, Blair, Miles, Brother and Miles, Amy, Baradell, and everyone we know named Christian, James and Clayton, Hams in the Champagne School.
And I tell you over and over and over again, my friend, that I'm down with you, even on the eve of destruction.
Over and over and over again.
saying heaven's a place for the innocent, and we'll have a dance, yeah, a dance on the head of a pin, and God will grin and shoo us away.
So that was kind of happy and sappy, and to, you know, to counteract that, I'm going to play a song by LP. It's a little ditty called Deep Space 9mm. It has an awesome video to it. You should go see if you can track it down, because it's a really great video. Just picture him walking around doing everyday life things, but everywhere he goes, whoever is around him is pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's great. Great song, great video. Check it out.
Just like Brooklyn.
Actually, it takes place in Brooklyn.
Tongue halo teach, hugged by the map with a cable reach. 166 channels lit to train that animal shit. What a mind's eye redefined. Where's God? Buy car, kick tires. Back in 86, I lived for the four-course artistry. Another one took turns sewing off colors and shit. Like I invaded a maiden dance ritual. Criminal now. Why do things find beautiful under my power? Elf and duck flashback. Motherfuckers is like, how? Why haven't we left yet? Dithering sideways, twang for youth and brain management. Truth, the vantage like, you can't touch the crush move. I live on a lunch table, touch fables, duck labels. Capital one, hit alive for the terror on stables. Sign the rockets, I'd rather be mouthfucked by Nazis unconscious. Calling all bomb threats, the radio reactivated, caress. Under hell of five missile defense, fenced in. Better blame it on Bay City grin. Walk with a bag full of opinions, take me to the river and throw yourself in. In about 4 seconds, the ether will begin to lead to lead to lead. Who wanna hold hands with this sickle malnutrition and soak the new speed? Dissolve into the syncopated fragments of violence, splash the loose leaves. We can embrace on the business end of my face first. Joe burst the volcano suicide lead. Dance with the vinyl monster. Devil in blue sky, blind with clean conscience. Save the gesture. Can't save the children, weren't worth the effort. I'm a caveman. Your modern ways frighten and confuse me. I watch your spirit box with the blinking lights and things. Are those little people trapped in that bus?
No caveman.
But I do know converted. Mike Digital, A-Bus, Mackie, Avalon, compression combined with A-Step perfected. Dirty words, paralyzed, crumbs, and infection. Infectious. Insofar as the ineffectual beg for the lectures. Development arrested. Trapped in a cuckoo's nest, looking for the nexus. If it's wild like that, child fire. Infrared scope in the clutch of a tyrant. New world lullaby. Sirens, stuck migrants, lust and blind violence. It's all bad timing. Getting murked on a tram over Roosevelt Island. You think that's spacey? Deep space, 9mm, sun keeps smiling.
Resistance on the fringes and such. My generation just sit like dust. Keep up with us and ask what I trust. Tell this story, you're right here, hold my nuts. Right here, hold my nuts. Right here, holding my nuts. Right here, holding my nuts. This is for the princes and such. My generation.
Yeah, right I'll be there. Right here holding my nuts. Just right yeah. here holding my nuts.
Your peanuts.
Hey, that's Debbie. Right. Debbie, is there a song you want to hear?
She doesn't have any headphones.
Oh, I've got extra pair of headphones.
Cat headphones?
No, they're not cat headphones.
Do you think they make headphones for...
I'm sure somebody somewhere makes headphones for cats. So...
I have a U2 song picked out that I want to play.
Sounds like it would dovetail that song.
Well, I mean, maybe in mood, not like in content or anything, but it's called Please, and it's a song that always makes me think of 9/11, so...
Was it composed after 9/11?
No, it was composed before.
Huh, okay.
December, remember, we
I've heard you play that song before, and I actually like that song a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a U2 fan. It makes me want to play one of the many songs that Sage Francis has written about September 11th. Mm. But instead, I think I'll play something I think probably connects to a little more in spirit than message. The song is also produced by DJ Danger Mouse, which is weird because it's got a completely different feel from anything you've heard from him before.
Connection between what he sees when he hears certain notes and the hurt that is shown in his facial expression. Ah, don't need your go-ahead to go ahead. Now I know North Fiddle's going lazy, but sweet Jesus wants to sleep with me. Wage many moves to learn, but not enough people to put him on. Look at mom, no hands, I built this suit of armor with wooden arms.
Sage Francis with the Sea Lion.
Is that his real name?
Actually, I believe Sage Francis is his real name. It's very unique, but he's not the only MC that does that, but you know, it is kind of unique because there are a few other MCs who their moniker is like, you know, close to or contain. Like, there's MC Paul Barman, who is, of course, Paul Barman.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot. There's
Tone
a
Loke.
Right.
Yeah, that made me think of a song I wanted to play, actually. So it's another Danger Mouse thing.
Okay.
It's a remix. I mean, the other one was just produced by Danger Mouse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got MF Doom in it. It's a remix of a 07 song called Somersault.
I like 07. I like Danger Mouse. I like MF Doom. So
there you go.
I give it three thumbs up.
Flipped it for a high school gymnast.
Thought she was sicker than the kickoff supersonic. Sicker than the bubonic, to think it was plutonic. Wow, found a new playmate. At this late stage in the game, he couldn't get the name straight. Told her it was all up in your calf muscle. Showed her how to pull it off, ball, laugh, and tussle. At one point she thought he was a lame cat with game for the rats, a dog to claim the blame at. He told her maybe it's your mama fault for giving you the shaker. Summy somersault. Butterflies at the very mention. The flutter of her eyelashes helped to clear the tension. Then went and tripped and fell head over heels. For being got dirtier than Red Rover's wheels. No matter how high stake the price, his good luck charm on his arm shake the dice. His gymnastics, practice makes nice. She's not the type to be enticed by fake ice. Ah, the stench of first love. The quench of the thirst made it worse. You need a burst of upward thrust motion. Trust, devotion. Lust is like the sand where the beach meet the ocean. Soaking, felt joy in a whirlwind. Never ever did he mention boyfriend, girlfriend. Demanded her respect, then ran and did a handspring. Almost landed on her neck.
I figured you would, so.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of MCs, I can't, it's hard for me to pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because I get so lost in the music, but MF Doom has always been able to really hold my attention for some reason.
MF Doom used to be part of a group called KMD. They were actually given their start by a group called Third Base, which is most famous for two songs, Pop Goes the Weasel and The Gas Face. But you probably didn't know this. Third Base was signed to a record label called Def Jam. Right at the time that Third Base's first album came out, the Beastie Boys left Def Jam to go to Capitol. And everyone was kind of like, well, they're bringing in Third Base.
This was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Two white guys to replace the Beastie Boys. And so they knew that that was going to happen. So to counter that, Third Base recorded the song I'm about to play.
Okay.
That's kind of a diss track to the Beastie Boys. Interesting enough. It's one of the only diss tracks about the Beastie Boys I know. But it's not directly. The thing about Third Base is they're actually masters of subtlety. They twist words up so much that you're not quite sure what they're talking about. You really have to peel apart the layers to appreciate it.
I'm surprised.
And this is you'll dig this because it's a really upbeat song. You'll probably get into the track because it's got all these horns and this like really wicked fast scratching and stuff too. You'll dig it.
Here's my advice to all amateurs planning to give a performance: speak up and keep the act moving.
Play like the lottery, your lyrics are incorrect. So you step to me, looking for the key to release that first piece. 3 times 2 is 6, beat is 1-3. I'm the other half known as the other Drake, torn of wild screen. The third son's born, sworn to the lyrics, the search is your father. Screaming, hey ladies, why bother?
someone's glee from the third word spoken, a silver spoon stuck in a throat, young useless, lyrically careless. Mama revolves around modes of mindless. If everyone spoke of a stick up, it's pick up a beast, prone to a lick of a waste, tasting flavor of the original. Orphan trio abandoned by lyrical thrust. The echelon exposed with a row with no soul. Counterfeit style born, sworn and sold. Out with high voice distorted. If a beast of his great fetus, I'd have him aborted. Can you be so stupid? Three kids to a thumb trap, cop the front and grip. When they heard that, the crew from the LQ stepped to the club Mars, shook the beats and soon to be dub stars. Firing old stone face from the brothers, ludicrous whining, winning when the others stand by and while they take the fall. The beast now lives in the capital. Record, wreck, set, Def Jam, a true record. The label is nothing but MC Black and Death Up. Three boys bucking to the AM. You step to the search and a slam. My knuckle gave birth to three bastard sons. A record label, a king, a fourth letter. Passing phases, not legitimate trendsetters. Pop figures who figure they get paid. Split it off, the black man made. Played out hardcore floors, stepped to stage. Your biggest fan, 9 years of age. Broke out, cause it's real and took your ducket. No talent on a tool, you might as well suck it. Speaking on word is born, beat school. You know about that silver spoon having buckshot acting show in LA, weak ass sellout, non-legitimate tip dog and jet and pseudo intellectual, dust smoking, pretty boy playwright posing, Volkswagen whining, anointing, Def Jam reject devil, white bread, old money having slum village people cloning, stepchildren. Sam Sever, send the rest. Yo, Sam, school him.
He is stupid, but he knows that he is stupid. That almost makes him smart. Let's listen.
That last track was called Sons of Third Base, and they, yes, are insinuating that the Beastie Boys are, in fact, their illegitimate children. Which, if you didn't catch that lyrics, that is something that is in my home. So there you have it.
That's good stuff. Actually, put me in the mood to do the They Might Be Giants. It's got kind of a playful kind of thing going on, and
yeah,
that's kind of like They Might Be Giants. So I got two tracks, actually. I think I'm playing back-to-back because they're both really short. I think they're both less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
It's both from the same album, too. It's both from the Here Come the ABCs album, which was a kids' record they did.
I actually kind of like the songs off that, probably more than anything else I've heard by the
really?
Giants.
Yeah. The first is going to be Flying V.
Flying V, if you're standing underneath it, you will see when you inspect it that a flying V is made of flying geese. The pointed end flies in the lead, so when it flies it's hard to read. You've got to tip your head to see. Flying V, flying V. It's a V in the window of a music store or on stage at a rock show. Now a flying V is made of a guitar. The pointed end flies in the lead, so when it flies it's hard to read. You have to be upside down
get deep. Half a circle, half a moon, an apple slice. There goes D, Captain D. My boy D, Commander D, the well-known D. Getting on in years and moves a little bit slower now. D is shy and doesn't get out of the house much anymore. And then there's W. Here comes W. It's double wide. It cannot hide. It's bright. It's W. They call it
You're so great.
Well, I am pretty big.
Yeah, you're okay. You're just not as great as you think you are.
How come I never see you around anymore, D?
I got this big TV set at home now. I like to watch the sports.
So that was They Might Be Giants with D and W.
Yeah.
Which
do you want to mention my conspiracy theory?
Crackpot theory about... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Briefly, I think it's about... George Bush and the Democrats. And
you like that, Debbie?
Cool.
She liked it because her name starts with the letter D.
Yeah, she usually comes into the room when that song is playing.
Yeah.
And
her name ends with the letter W, so it all works. Yeah. What? So, you know, that song's about D and W, and... But I have a song that starts with the letter W. It's called Web by a group called The Roots.
Hi.
Now, one thing you're going to catch here, the drummer, Questlove, actually plays live drums, and he plays the drums of this song live too, but they sound like a synth.
And it weighs a ton. Reek G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black, a collapse your lung. Young chunk, you could choke off the web I spun. I done cleared them out from the threat I brung. You done heard about what set I'm from. My nigga, word of mouth, little rule of thumb. Y'all better bow down when a ruler come. I'm a real hood nigga, not a hoodlum. The way Thor put it down, be confusing some of y'all. Cats can't walk while chewing your gumming on. What a keyboard gotta do with a drum. On. School them on stage like I'm doing a seminar. Professional type, I'm adjusting my mic. Go to war, kid, I give you any weapon you like. Give you something to run from. Bust off the dumb. Stop, kid, that hot shit, you know where it come from. It's Philly worldwide phenomenon. And reinforcing that shit is my 9 to 5. And when I finish making you recognize, I'm getting at a couple civilized women that's trying to ride. You were waiting on the border, come off the all. You wanna get the bitches up off the wall. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. To keep you in health, this for all of y'all. I'm quick on the draw like Black McGraw. And I can't tell what y'all cats rap before. My name Reed G's and I'm back for more. See me get more chips than a corner store. With a portrait of Malcolm X on the door. While I'm eating MCs like a carnivore. Matter of fact, ease back before you get harmed. Ring the warning horn when I'm gonna perform. The first nigga that move or disturb the groove. I'ma have y'all flicks on the evening news. Play y'all part, get on y'all P's and Q's. And when y'all think thought, be prepared to lose. Bring money to spend and somebody to lend. And some worthwhile money, not 20s and 10s. Get took for your tuck right in front of your hens. Who could've helped you, nigga? Not none of your friends, because I put a black fist under your chin. Had your physical remains found under the pen. If I'm coming up in a place, I'm coming to win. Running in it for a minute, now I'm dumbing again. Read G's, I y'all can chat with y'all, please receive what I'm gonna get back to y'all, please. Cause y'all don't really wanna get clapped with all these, my man. You can take y'all strap when y'all leave. You see the squad coming to place, they all freeze. Ice cold, with his mellow cool breeze. MC's never show loyalty yet. Cool hurt, ain't never get a royalty check. I do work, no question, and bomb your set. I'm calm, collect, sharp like my name Gillette. R.I.P. my main Gillette. Until I touch the mic, y'all people ain't seen danger yet. I'm a decorated vet, I regulate and wreck. Never hesitated yet, I'm getting heavyweighted checks. If you would dare ask if I'm dedicated, yes, I spit live rounds that'll penetrate a vest. Nigga, take your seats, I'ma demonstrate a test. How to freak the beat, so gangsta fresh in the thumb. From the East Coast to Bangladesh, Big Bang, really gang smoke is thang to death. But hold tight, cause it's not over yet. I don't even feel like I'm not sober yet. And it ring like shots in the project. checks New Year's Eve, and it ain't even October yet. I'm a big bounty hunter like Boba Fett. Y'all more shell shocked than a soldier yet. If the prize in my sights, then I'm going for this. Woo woo, Reggie's be the ultimate. I'm the corporate, give me the bulk of this. Reset it on a magnetic ultra tip. Get down how you supposed to get. I got nothing to lose. I'm a killer with no regrets. I'm like Young LL, cause I'm hard as hell. Make a nigga screw face like Gargamel. Now I'm all out on my own like Patti LaBelle. Put the pimp game down on your mademoiselle.
And yeah, that was The Roots with The Web.
Yep. Is it about the internet?
Yes, it's about the internet.
The internets?
The internets, yeah. The second one.
What's the song about?
It's just him doing braggadocious lyrics.
Ah, okay.
And that you'll be caught up in the web of his lyrics.
Ah.
And,
it's like a rap superhero.
Yeah. And I consider myself... He should fight the evil Doctor 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so that made me think of a song I wanted to play.
Okay, what's the song?
And it's
called?
Actually something I wanted to play earlier. So,
sure.
It's a hip hop song.
Wow.
With live drums.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is? It's a Snoop song.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Song.
From the church to the palace.
That has live drums in it.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's a Neptune. That's a Neptune track.
I'm glad you like it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, see walk see walk bang, boom, what you gonna do, cuz? Guess we're rolling in with the baby blue chuck. And I still got my khakis creased. I'm still looking on these beats and keep a bad bitch on the streets. It's the S-N-O-O-T and biggest dog of them all. And you can fleeing. And since I got time to drop it for you, I guess I must. And give it to you motherfuckers like Busta Bus. I keep the heat on deck, but in God we trust. And can't none of y'all fuck with us. But you can run up on a G, but that's not thinking wisely. These bullets are contagious, just like Ron Isley.
What the hell is going on?
Someone's sleeping in my home. Snoop hit the Deco double G. Get in where you fit in. Follow me.
Ooh. Who's the man with the dance? Snoop Dogg! Who keep the khakis on his pants? Snoop Dogg! Keep the low low in the people stance. Snoop Dogg! Still got the gin and juice in hand. Snoop Dogg!
I do it for the G's and I do it for the hustlers. Here to annihilate you mark-ass busters. F the police cause all they wanna do is cuff us. The world is fucking chilly as if his name was Usher. But I'm still riding Max, making them G stacks and got them cornrows to the back. I ain't really trying to be picky, but if you give me something, it's got to be the sticky. Green by the ounces, Lolo's bouncing. Sandy Faye and Annie Mae kissing on my couchin'. Ooh to the ouchin', Moet Fountain. That's how we get down at the doggy dog housing. This year we ain't fucking with thousands. We playing with millions like a fly as a falcon. Pull up to the doggy dog palace with a car full of bitches cooking grits like Alice.
Ooh, who's the man with the dance? Snoop Dogg! Who keep the khakis on his pants? Snoop Dogg! Keep the low low and the people stance. Snoop Dogg! Still got the gin and juice in hand. Snoop Dogg!
3 14-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
Yeah, they running on the side. 3 14-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
Yeah, they running on the side. 3 14-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
Yeah, they running on the side. 3 14-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
Yeah, they running on the side. Take two and pass it. It will not burn you from the Long Beach Chronicles to the Wall Street Journal. They all know the G with the cutlass coupe. Ask Bill Gates.
Yeah, I know the homie Snoop.
Yeah, I'm straight loaded, hanging with my folkin'. Follow Rakim, cause I ain't no joking. Cause I done seen so much.
Like what?
Enough to have your feelings touched. When the gunshots rattle, all your boys scatter. Check up on your homies, but they gave you bad data. Make a nigga stop breathing, have his soul relieving. And now you niggas believing what I say, cause what I say is so real. Homie, you don't wanna see the steal. You don't wanna catch a body. You came here to party, now that's what you should do. Now where's my baby boo?
Ooh, who's the man with the dance? Snoop Dogg! Who keep the khakis on his pants? Snoop Dogg! Keep the low low and the people stance. Snoop Dogg! Still got the gin and juice in hand. Snoop Dogg!
Yeah.
for those who still refuse to accept the reading on the wall for the new millennium. This is the Archbishop Don Magic Wand, chairman of the board of famous players everywhere. And I'm putting it down with Big Snoop Dogg, the legend, the team player, my friend, your friend, the LBC savior, also known in this new millennium as the Boss. The Boss.
You know, that's a good song, but I'm not completely certain those are live drums. But sure. You think they were live drums because why?
In the video, they always had a drum player, somebody playing drums on the side. I assume it was.
So we're gonna play a song by Rodney-O, Joe Cooley. They always stress it's not Rodney-O and Joe Cooley. It's Rodney-O, Joe Cooley. I've been a fan for a long time. Right? But this is a song that, you know, it's kind of a good vibe like that, like the Snoop Dogg song we just listened to. And it's a good song to listen to while driving. It's called Humps for the Boulevard. You know, you'll probably dig it because it's a good driving song.
I like driving songs.
Lots of really good scratching on it, too. Check it out. There's some Rodney-O, Joe Cooley for you. Little old school masters.
They still around?
Better recognize. I have not heard anything by them in a long time. They could be putting out albums. I just don't know. I'm sure if they did, they probably went gangster. You know, Joe Cooley is a very respected producer, and I'm sure he's probably still making beats for somebody.
Yeah.
So you wanted to end it out with Chivo Medicine?
Yeah. I think it goes good with that. It's definitely on the more hip-hop end of
The Maddo.
Yeah. At least for... It's off their second album, which is definitely not hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
But it still retains some definite hip-hop elements. But it also changes it up in the middle, and it goes into this whole other song that's, you know, vaguely...
Okay.
Funereal.
Oh, all right.
But it's a good.
What's the song
good,
called?
Sunday.
Okay.
So since Bloody it is Sunday. since it is Sunday, so since we're
and
it is
we're both eating Sunday.
Sunday.
Thank you.
was really long.
Yeah, it's 6.5 minutes, I think.
Yeah. 16.5 minutes. That's not too long. Well,
so what do you think of Mio Hattori as a MC?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
See, you don't dig it? Dig her? I think she's got a very unique style, and
she's got a unique voice too, I'd be a part of.
And,
a little too unique.
Yeah.
Like in a shrill, annoying kind of way.
How about when she's not emceeing, she's just straight up singing?
It's pretty much the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in that song?
Even in that. Well, the last part of it wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
But, well, I hope you guys enjoyed our musical podcast.
That song made me sleepy.
Me too. The long-awaited musical podcast. Pretty much all music and us talking a little bit between songs.
Hopefully we'll do it once a month or so. I'm going to set up a separate RSS feed for the musical podcast.
Okay.
So if you just want to hear the music podcast, you want to hear us yammering on about shit, then you can subscribe to that.
Okay. By the way, I've got AIDS, you know.